Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
So this evening, we're going to look together at some of Buddha's teachings on how to combine our mind of loving kindness with some wisdom. Okay? I picked out like sort of three key little points or paragraphs I thought we could look to together so that our energy of trying to be kind, considerate to other people is also empowered or informed by some different types of wisdom. Okay. So broadly speaking, it's sometimes said that there are two wings of a bird that take us to the inner destination of enlightenment. You know, just as a bird, a lot of birds going on tonight, tonight's Dharma talk, a bird with only one wing is not able to fly to an external destination. You can imagine like a one-winged bird is not going to do too well. Similarly, Buddha said there's two wings of a bird that take us to the inner destination of enlightenment. You know, there's one wing of compassion and another wing of wisdom. Quite interesting. What takes us to inner freedom is not just becoming, I don't know, more self-obsessed and balancing our life out. There's a wing of learning how to actually care about each other with a more open heart that is not a control freak or a fix-it person, you know, but the ability to care about each other infused with another wing of some wisdom. Okay? So we're going to look at, you know, a few little paragraphs I chose out tonight. You'd get like Gen Kedrup's favorite hits. There's some Dharma text, you know, where there's some energy of loving kindness or compassion, you know, but there's an element of wisdom which we want to draw in. So they're a little bit fused together. Okay. So to give like a exaggerated example, you know, we could imagine someone who has like the wing of loving kindness going, apparently. But they're always doing things for other people, never letting them get strong. You know, sometimes we can have, like, I'm trying to be helpful, but we're a little bit needy, out of balance. And we keep sort of spinning and getting frustrated with ourselves or others. Okay? So again, lots of ways. Maybe we can be like, you know, just being overly agreeable doesn't make you a bodhisattva. It just makes you an overly agreeable person that maybe needs to balance out a little bit. So sometimes we can have like a lot of the one wing of love and compassion, but like, oh, I need some other types of wisdom to draw it into balance. Or sometimes, every now and then, you know, I come across people who are like obsessed with that cool emptiness topic within Buddhist way of life. They get really, really spiritually smart. But they don't like other people. It's like, okay, you're really, really spiritually smart, but you're also super judgy of what everyone's doing in Deva Square on a Friday night. So well done, you're spiritually smart, but it's coming out as like silent rage towards like fellow living beings and what they're doing or not doing. So we need to have like some balance where like we have some wisdom that is not judgmental. We have some wisdom that is grounding out and giving perspective to our kindness. And we have some kindness that is also strengthened by our wisdom. Is that okay? So two little bird analogies tonight. We're settling like a large bird, you know, when we do our breathing meditation practice. You know, these two wings of a bird, compassion and wisdom. On the inner road or inner destination to enlightenment. I want to repeat just once again, sort of a lead paragraph on love and attachment that we've looked at each week. This is one of my like all-time favorite paragraphs, talking about how these are blended a little bit together, love and attachment. And then I think we can unpack a few themes that can make our loving kindness have more wisdom mixed with it. So those of you who dropped in one of the previous classes in February, this should sound familiar. Most relationships between people are based on a mixture of love and attachment. This is not pure love, for it's based on a desire for our own happiness. We value the other person because they make us feel good. Pure love is unmixed with attachment and stems entirely from a concern for others' happiness. It never gives rise to problems, but only to peace and happiness for both ourselves and others. We need to remove attachment from our minds, but this does not mean that we have to abandon our relationships. Rather, we should learn to distinguish attachment from love, and gradually try to remove all traces of attachment from our relationships and to improve our love until it becomes pure. So we have this blend in our mind. You know, when we're, you know, in relationship with other people, if you have aversion, you generally don't have a relationship. You keep them at a distance. You know, but when we have like some relationship with other people, you know, it's often based upon a mixture of love and attachment. You know, there's this beautiful side that actually cares about each other. And then there's the psychotic, needy, sticky, paranoid side that like smothers them to death, known as desirous attachment. You ever seen how these like two are mixed? You know, we can have a mind that is mostly anchored on others' welfare. And we're thinking, man, this person appears as pleasant. Nothing gives me greater happiness than seeing them happy. We just want them to thrive. Okay? And then the different variations on this mind of desires attachment, you know, that gets a little bit sticky. It has an exaggerated view of the other person, place, or situation. You know, it's a little bit self-centered in what is being delivered towards us. So we'll touch on tonight a little, some indirect ways of wisdom, how it can calm out the needy attachment energy, and how to give us some strength to have some considerate love for each other. Okay. I remember years ago, one of my first Dharma teacher, when he's talking about love versus attachment, he used this example of like in the springtime when all the little birds come out. A lot of birds tonight in springtime, all the little birds and wrens start flying around. You know, if we sometimes like put out our hand with a little bit of seed, you know, sometimes like a little bird, you know, may like come into our hand. And we think, oh, beautiful bird. You know, this mind of love is like lovely fellow little living being bird, you know, like landing on our hand. And we think, oh, beautiful little bird. There's some goodwill. It appears as beautiful. My first Dharma teacher said, the mind of attachment is like beautiful bird. Starts like closing in and like don't controlling, smothering until finally like we break the neck and kill that very thing that we loved. That ever happened to you? It's just like we have some love and then like what just went on? All right. So the first little angle I wanted to explore was, some interesting energy of how loving each other, loving people, can sometimes have an energy of doing something, accomplishing something. It can be like a little task-oriented, like we're accomplishing. But there's also an energy of loving others that has to do with an energy of letting go, of trusting. I don't know about you. I've always been a little bit more familiar with the first type of energy. in spiritual training. It's an interesting theme I've been pondering for a little while. You know, in spiritual paths in general, there's an angle where like we're trying to do something or accomplish something. You know, now I meditate regularly. Now I can meditate longer. Now I've read 2 books on Buddhism. Now I've read 4 books on Buddhism. There's an aspect of spiritual training where it has this sort of accomplishing energy. And it's true, there are some things, you know, the good, healthy habits and knowledge that we want to gather. There's also an energy in spiritual training of letting go. For me, that often feels a little bit more tricky, doesn't it? You know, we're a little bit more graspy in our approach to a lot of things in life. Okay. I picked out one interesting paragraph here related to sort of like love and letting go that I thought we could look at together. It's from a book on patience called How to Solve Our Human Problems. In reality, most of our emotional problems are nothing more than a failure to accept things as they are, in which case it is patient acceptance rather than attempting to change externals that is the solution. For example, many of our relationship problems arise because we do not accept our partner as he or she is. In these cases, the solution is not to change our partner into what we would like him to be, but to accept him fully as he is. There are many levels of acceptance. Perhaps we already try to tolerate our partner's idiosyncrasies, refrain from criticizing him or her, and go along with his wishes most of the time. But in the depths of our heart, have we given up judging him? Are we not completely free from resentment and blaming? Is there still not a subtle thought that he should be different from the way he is? True patience involves letting go of all of these thoughts. Patient acceptance not only helps us, it also helps those with whom we are patient. Being accepted feels very different from being judged. When someone feels judged, they automatically become tight and defensive. But when they feel accepted, they can relax, and this allows their good qualities to come to the surface. Patience always solves our inner problems, but it often solves problems between people as well. Powerful two paragraphs, aren't they? So would you agree? Have you ever been on the receiving end of being judged by someone in your life? Or is that just me over the years where that's happened? Have you ever had anyone in your life where like you feel slightly judged? What's it like for you? Do you feel tight and defensive? When we feel judged by someone, it's a common reaction, isn't it? We feel tight and defensive. Have you ever had someone in your life where you feel totally accepted? You have the feeling like you just relax and your good qualities come to the surface. All of that pretension, all of that way we're trying to present ourselves to other people. You ever felt like deeply accepted by somebody? And you just deeply relax and feel loved for who you are. You ever been on the receiving end of that? It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, isn't it? Then there are close relationships. You know, a lot of the time, you know, we can engage in, you know, differing degrees of cold warfare. Of like sort of hinting or wishing you were just a little different than how you are. You ever seen this in your mind? Like we sort of accept this person in our life, but isn't there still a subtle thought thinking they actually shouldn't be like this? I just need to judge them more skillfully. So they don't think I'm judging me. They don't think I'm judging them. But like, if I don't judge them, they're not going to change. So I have to judge them somehow, because I can't just tolerate, you know, what they're doing. If you looked at what they do with the dishes, if you look what they do in the bathroom, you know, like you look at people, it's like, I can't just accept. I have to judge a little bit or they won't change. Anyone else have that? You know, we tie ourselves in knots. You know, they don't get the message or memo. You know, they don't change. They can just say, it's like, are you unhappy with me? Like, what did I do? You ever had that experience in relationships? You're like, what did I do? Like, I'm just being me. So it's quite interesting, isn't it? We think like, oh, I can't let them see that I'm actually frustrated with them. I just got to like carefully judge and correct them so that everything is like good here. Does anyone else find that tiring? So how many times have you changed because you feel really judged by somebody? Like, come on, like that. You ever go around that family environment or that person in your orbit who you really feel judged by? Do you ever like in the orbit of like someone who's really judging? You're like, thanks, man. I feel really judged. I'm going to change now. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes we may have some degree of behavior modification. Maybe they have a strong personality or there's some sort of social positioning, but it's sort of on the edge of our mind. It's not deep in our heart, isn't it? You know, like we all become better people when we feel accepted. And that takes a lot of letting go, doesn't it? And as my intellectual mind goes like crazy, well, if I don't judge them, they're not going to change. And if I just accept them, they won't change. But I do know when I feel accepted, change actually occurs. Have you had that in your relationships? You know, like on some good days or good stretches? You know, where like someone like actually just accepts and loves us for who we are? And we feel like, we change and become a better person by feeling accepted. Would you agree? It's an interesting one to see, isn't it? So this energy of love, I'm trying to like pause it here. We need like, it involves letting go of all of these thoughts, not just putting up with other people, but trying to be the strong one, never enabling bad behavior, not being a doormat, you know, but like towards a fellow living being, having a strength that knows that accepting each other is a win-win situation. It solves the pain in my mind. And it lets others become better people.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.